He is with the Idlewild African American Chamber of Commerce. Do I have that right, John?
That's correct. Idlewild African American Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about Idlewild. Every once in a while, some historical stuff comes up, and in the news last week was that an expanded area around the northwest Michigan town of Idlewild has been listed on the National Register of Historic Places as a significant historic site, according to the State Historic Preservation Review Board. So that must be good news for you.
Oh, it's great news. It's great news.
Idlewild was a popular resort area for African Americans from about 1915 until the 1960s, attracting major black entertainers. Talk about the history of Idlewild. Who started it? Why did they do it? And why was it so successful?
Well, basically the reason it got started was blacks needed a place to go for recreation and entertainment and for retirement. And during the early part of the century, that was impossible. So Idlewild got started with providing these needs for blacks. And there was some lumber barons that once they sold all the lumber, they decided they would take and cut the acreage up into lots and sell it out to interested individuals that was wanting to get out of the big cities. The Idlewild first started mostly with the people coming over from Chicago, and then later on it caught on throughout the Midwest.
And what it was a resort area where you could come and swim and play and hang out, but it also, which helped really make it a great place to go for African Americans, was the fact that they got headlining entertainment acts.
Yeah, that was by the vast numbers of people coming here during the summer. There was a need then for the entertainment lodging, food, and this is why that it grew into quite a I would say entertainment center.
Who were some of the acts that came in?
Well, some of the acts that came in will go all the way back to around about 1928. There's information that Louis Armstrong was performing here back in the 20s. His wife had a place here, summer home here, and she was living here when she passed. But I witnessed myself back in the 50s acts like the Four Tops, George Kirby. Those are some of the acts that I would actually set in the Paradise Club and, you know, reviewed those.
And what was interesting about this is African Americans back in those times, you know, from the early 1900s through the 60s, it was really tough, especially if you were down in the South. But if you were a person who had the means to take your family on a vacation, or if you wanted to go on vacation, there wasn't a lot of places to go. Well, obviously, Michigan was a good place for minorities to live and work. So this place became, Idlewild became a place where people from all over the Midwest and at times from all over the country could come. They can hang out. They didn't have to worry about prejudice, racial bias.
That's correct. And individuals basically are still coming here now. I've noticed here in the last few years there's been quite an increase in visitors that we have here. I had the occasion to talk to a young man that was here from California. Said that his family had been coming here for the last 23 years for their summer roundup.
So is there still, obviously, once we got to the 60s and the early 70s, prejudice wasn't as big an issue, so people could go other places. Was that the cause for somewhat the demise, if you will, of the resort?
That was the major cause. The major cause was that you can go to, you have, a greater choice of places to go. The individuals coming to Idlewild would come here every year because there was no place else to go. But once things started changing, they could go anywhere that they wanted to, and usually people pick different locations for their vacations.
So is there anything left to do in Idlewild besides the historical markers if people go up there?
Yeah, we have several places that was designated as historical sites, and one of them was the Flamingo Club. That's where a lot of the entertainers performed at. That building is going to be refurbished and try to put back in use of entertainment and recreation center.
And where is Idlewild located?
Idlewild is located on US 10 near Baldwin, Michigan.
All right, and we've been talking with John Meeks from Idlewild, the African-American Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Meeks, for people who want more information about Idlewild, if they want to visit or they just want to learn a little bit more about history, is there a website and a phone number?
They could check with 231-745-4742, or they can go online and get the Idlewild African-American Chamber of Commerce, which has a lot of historical information on there, and the events calendar, et cetera.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.